29. Tyler and Gary hid behind a large tree. Gary laughed at his own cleverness.
This is gonna be great.
Tyler shook his head, but said,
Yup.
Oh, changed your mind, have you? Now you think it'll work?
No, Tyler said. It's never gonna work, but it's gonna be great watching it not work.
It's a really good plan. It's so simple it can't not work. See, when the girl comes,
Tyler put up a hand.
You don't have to explain it to me. Believe me, I understand how it's supposed to work. I just don't think it's gonna.
After his unintentional, fully clothed swim, Tyler had briefly considered simply grabbing the girl by the arm and dragging her away from the dragon, kicking and screaming. He was still too angry to come up with a better plan, so Gary stepped up with an idea. And Tyler felt too contemptuous of the idea to dignify it by arguing or helping. He watched while Gary followed the path that the girl and the dragon had obviously used to get to the pond. When they were around a bend, out of the girl's field of vision, Gary used various spells to excavate a huge pit, 15 feet deep, completely blocking the path. Then he created a goal and placed it facing upward in the bottom of the pit. He used magic to create a patch of false ground, which would break under excessive weight. It would hold a small person, but it would certainly not support a large animal, like an elephant or a dragon.
It's foolproof, Gary said. The girl will walk right over, because she's light, but the dragon will fall through because it's heavy, and it'll be so surprised it won't think to fly until it's already going into the goal.
Maybe, Tyler said. You could take the goal out of the pit and just let the girl and the dragon fall in. Then you put the goal over the top of the hole, and when the dragon flies out, we've got him.
Gary arched an eyebrow.
You really want to make that little girl fall into that hole?
Tyler shrugged.
Sometimes there's a big difference between what I know I should do and what I want to do.
My plan's still the best one we've got.
But Gary, what if it doesn't fall through? The dragons aren't natural, they're still partly CG. It might not weigh much at all.
We've seen them fall.
But that doesn't mean that they're heavy. Light objects fall just as fast as heavy ones.
Gary shrugged.
Well, if it stands on the trap and doesn't fall through, I'll just magic the ground out from under it.
Well, then why bother with having the ground break under the dragon's weight at all? Why not just put up a force field across the hole? The girl would walk on it no problem, but the dragon would fall right through.
Gary thought about it for a second and said,
No. I'll stick to covering the trap with a big chunk of fake ground. Sometimes the old ways are best.
Tyler asked,
The old ways of what? Destroying spontaneously generated CGI dragons?
Gary said,
Exactly! High five!
Tyler held up a clenched fist.
Gary said, You're saying you'd rather fist bump?
No, Tyler said. I'm saying that if you ask me to high-five you again, I'm gonna punch you. Look, how do we know she'll even come this way?
It's the only path to the pond.
But what if she didn't take the path here?
Why wouldn't she? Why walk over the hills and stuff when there's a perfectly good path? Now you're just looking for problems.
And I'm finding them. Say you're right, and she did follow this path here, and she will take it when she leaves. When'll that be? Are we gonna hide behind this tree until dark?
I have a plan for that as well. Observe.
Gary stood up from behind the tree, pointed his staff with its three remaining members of Kiss at a spot far down the path, and said,
Ventriloquia!
He sat back down behind the rock and smiled at Tyler, looking maddeningly pleased with himself. Tyler waited, but noticed no change whatsoever in Gary or their surroundings. Finally, he gave up and asked,
What was supposed to happen?
Gary smiled and said,
This.
His mouth moved, and his tone of voice sounded perfectly normal, but the actual sound came from the spot further down the path where Gary had pointed with his staff when he said the magic word.
A ventriloquism spell? Why would you even make such a thing?
Gary said.
For fun?
Even over this short distance, the sound took just long enough to reach Tyler that Gary's lips and his distant voice seemed minutely out of sync. Gary continued.
That's the same reason I made this spell, too. So no impostor, Tyler.
Tyler knew Esperanto as well as Gary did, and couldn't help but recognize his own name. So he wasn't surprised when Gary said,
There. Now we're ready to begin.
And instead of Gary's voice, he heard a fair approximation of his own voice drift to them from the distant spot Gary had chosen. Gary continued in his fake Tyler voice.
And don't even try to say that you don't really sound like this, because you totally do.
How long have you been able to imitate my voice? Tyler asked.
Remember that time we went to Norway to visit the Magnuses, and that blonde girl slapped you for no reason?
The distant voice said.
They were all blonde girls, but yeah, I remember. Since just before that, and she had a reason. A pretty good one.
So you can imitate my voice and throw it somewhere else. How's that supposed to get the dragon in the trap?
Gary held up a single finger, looked in the general direction of the dragon and the little girl, and shouted,
Oh, ow, oh no! This is so embarrassing! I am humiliated! I'm just glad that that little girl and her dragon aren't here to see me embarrassed and humiliated right now.
Tyler said,
That's never gonna work.
Gary shushed him and pointed up the path where he saw the little girl tentatively peeking around the corner. Tyler sighed heavily, but said nothing. Gary, using Tyler's voice, said,
Yeah! This is even worse! I must look so silly. Yes, quite silly indeed. I'm so glad nobody's here, as they would find my predicament quite laughable.
The girl made a quick beckoning motion to the dragon, which still hadn't entered the wizard's field of view, then ran down the path directly onto the dragon trap. Tyler held his breath. He intended to intervene to make sure the girl didn't fall through and into the goal if he had to. He might not like the girl, but he didn't want her dead. She didn't seem to notice any difference between the cover over Gary's trap and solid ground. She made it to the far end of the trap and kept running, not stopping until she reached the far bend of the path that would again take her out of the wizard's sight. There she stopped, turned, and looked at the dragon, which had taken a step or two forward, but remained pretty much where the girl had left it, nowhere near stepping on the trap. The girl said,
Kelly, aren't you coming?
The dragon didn't move.
Come here, Kelly, come here.
Tyler whispered,
She's far enough away. I could just appear behind it and take it out butterfly net style.
He grabbed his staff and started to say the teleportation spell, but Gary put a hand on his shoulder and said,
No, don't.
Then he realized that his voice was still Tyler's and was coming from around the corner, and also that the little girl had heard them.
Don't get worse, he said, covering for his mistake. Oh, it's getting worse, much worse. I look even more foolish now than I did before.
The girl craned her neck to look as far down the path as she could, then turned one last time and said,
Come on, Kelly, this is gonna be great.
The girl ran down the path and out of sight. The dragon watched her go, waited 5 seconds, then followed her by flying over the trap, rejoining the girl much faster than it would have on foot. Gary ran out from behind the rock, into the middle of the path, looking the direction the girl and the dragon had gone. He shouted,
Damn!
Of course, his mouth made no discernible sound, and in the distance, Tyler's voice cursed instead, causing the girl to shout,
Where is he, Kelly? We have to find him and laugh at him!
Tyler stood up from behind the rock and said,
You forgot that the dragon could fly, didn't you?
Gary stomped his foot in frustration, then flailed his arms in panic as the false surface beneath him gave way. The leg he'd stomped with dropped right through fake ground. He fell smoothly until he reached his pelvis. His crotch and other leg stopped the fall briefly and painfully, creating a radiating pattern of jagged cracks and fissures around the site of impact. He rolled on his side, mouth open, contorted in pain. In the distance, Tyler's voice let out a squeal, then a moan. Gary's torso rolled to the side, the ground supporting his weight shattered, and he fell into his own dragon trap. Tyler quickly flew over the trap and looked straight down the hole. Happily, Gary had not fallen into the goal and been killed. Instead, he had managed to hold on to his staff, which was longer than the hole was wide, and stretched across the opening like a bridge. He hung, dangling by his hands over the deadly blue field of the goal. Gary's mouth moved, and in the distance, Tyler's voice said,
"Help me up."
Barely audible, the little girl said,
"No! Where are you?"
Tyler looked down at Gary, smiled, and said,
"And once again, you forgot that you can fly too, didn't you?"